W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in Maryland issuing a nationwide injunction on President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. More from ABC's Selena Wang.
She writes, quote, "The denial of the precious right to citizenship will cause irreparable harm. It has been said that the right to U.S. citizenship is a right no less precious than life or liberty. If the court does not enjoin enforcement of the executive order, children subject to the order will be denied the rights and benefits of U.S. citizenship, and their parents will face instability."
The White House says President Trump plans to sign a new executive order today banning transgender athletes from participating in women's sports. Protests outside state capitals across the country over funding lockouts of key government agencies, including USAID and Head Start programs in preschools, which could impact nearly 20,000 children across 24 states. And a major ice and snowstorm sweeping across the Midwest and targeting the East Coast later today into tomorrow. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers announced his plans to invest over $145 million to address PFAS contamination across Wisconsin as part of his new biennial budget. The plan would help municipalities and private well owners with assistance with testing and eliminating PFAS from drinking water. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals used in products like nonstick cookware, food wrappers, and even firefighting foam. The EPA estimates more than 6,800 cancer cases every year are related to PFAS in drinking water. Working from home could be a thing of the past for state employees if Wisconsin Republicans have their way. They've introduced legislation that would require state employees to return to their offices. The bill would require all state employees and workers at the Universities of Wisconsin system to return to the office by July, as many continue to work from home. Governor Tony Evers has expressed opposition to forcing a return to the office, saying remote work allows state agencies to hire the best candidates from anywhere in Wisconsin. Employees who were allowed to work from home before the pandemic would still be allowed to do so. Overdose aid kits are now in every middle and high school in the Oshkosh Area School District. The district partnered with the Clinton Global Initiative Overdose Response Network to install the kit, which contain naloxone nasal spray, CPR breathing barriers, fentanyl testing strips, and information about treatment and recovery. A community event on Friday, February 7th at 1 p.m. will be at Vell Phillips Middle School and will feature a video visit from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, State Senator Jesse James, personal testimonies, and naloxone training. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Warmer and becoming cloudy today, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. And snow accumulations look like less than an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Hain Meatpacking in Kaukauna reminds you, in times of war and peace, our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism,
Sacrifice and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our American soldiers. Let us honor those who've lost their lives in duty and salute those serving today. From Hain Meatpacking in Kaukauna, serving the community since 1959. Visit HainMeats.com.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and I'm telling you, she doesn't want flowers, she wants plants. This is your new Wisco 411. I'm Amanda Nimmer, and I am strongly recommending that you sign yourself and your special someone up for a Hart Hoya Valentine's Day class at the Plant People on February 8th at 11 a.m. Why? Because flowers die, and as long as you try a little bit, plants don't. So what are you waiting for? Sign up. Go to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, why did Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel use AI to digitally alter a photo of his opponent Susan Crawford to make her look ashamed? If he wants to see shame, he should look in the mirror. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball, along with our outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, February 5, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
There we go. The camel has made it once again into another week. Does the camel have papers? Is the camel here legally? Because now you have to be worried about that kind of thing these days.
I'm not at liberty to say.
You're not at liberty to say. Okay. Well, we are a sanctuary show for camels.
As it one humped out. Or two humped.
Yeah,
you are safe here.
Either way, this is a safe space for camels. Welcome back into the show. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, and also Pat Kreitlow, the host of Up North News Radio, for being with us an hour or two. How nice of that, those guys taking the time out of their busy day to stop by our little dog and pony show.
Always appreciated. And I always value their takes and how they differ from yours sometimes and right. Each other and how you, again, as we've always said, we all have more in common than we do apart, and you always find the common ground.
It's just nice to have conversations with good people like all of you out there. We appreciate you joining us via the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device or on the stream as well. Everybody watching today via Facebook, Twitter, X, YouTube, YTube, ZTube. However you watch us, we appreciate you coming along. And by the way, again, shout out to Ryan Lee, has a birthday today. Great guy, graduate of the University of Wisconsin Madison. He and his wife Rebecca, who I had the high honor and privilege of being the best man in their wedding, one of the nicest, classiest, coolest weddings I've ever been a part of, either in or to. Just, they're both have Italian heritage, and it was just a classy, classy event. So anyway, happy birthday. All great men are born in February, as I like to say. Ryan, one of the finest people I have the pleasure of knowing. Also, coming up a little what's worse for you involving self-checkouts. We'll explain here in a minute. What else do we have here? Well, we'll talk a little bit about Brad Schimmel, the conservative candidate for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Don't forget the general election coming up in April 1st, but there is a primary coming up on the 18th, a couple of weeks here coming up, the 18th of February, a primary. No primary for a state Supreme Court, but they're a very, very important primary for state school superintendent. You have the incumbent, Dr. Jill Underley, who's been on this show before. We're trying to get her back on again before the election to have her on. You have Jeff Wright, the other liberal or Democratic candidate, coming to us from Sauk Prairie School District, where he's an administrator. He's been on the show. Very, very impressive, Jeff Wright, by the way. There's a guy. What impresses me about him is he makes the point that he is from a school district in Sauk Prairie, Sauk County, for those that don't know around the state, is right below Wisconsin Dells. Wisconsin Dells kind of sits on the border of Sauk and Columbia and Juneau County there. And so Sauk County is right below Wisconsin Dells. And it is attached to the lower end to Dane County, where we're at in Madison. So you get both folks on the left and the right. So you have to be willing to work with both sides and get something done. And Jeff Wright has done that. Very impressive, Jeff Wright, by the way.
I was as well. And I'm looking forward to, I really hope we can get Dr. Underley onto the program as well and hear what her plans are if she's reelected.
I have a technical question if you do this live on the air. Does your voice sound louder? In your, like when you're talking, it sounds incredibly much, a lot louder than me when I'm talking. Or is that just my headphones?
No, I think that was my fault. This should be better.
Yeah, it is now. It is very good. Not that you don't have something important to say. We want to hear you, but it just...
I blame Luke Mathers. He walked in here in between the segments. Whether or not he touched it, I'm going to say it's his fault.
And then we got this other person, I forget her name, who's running as the more conservative candidate for school choice. And apparently we've reached out to her, but once she found out what we were about, she's cut off communications. Hasn't been responding, apparently, to coming on the show. But we'd love to have her. If she wants to come on, we welcome, as Matt Flynn says, all callers welcome, all points of view taken.
And just like we say about anybody, we'd be nice. We'd ask tough questions. We ask everybody tough questions.
We ask direct questions.
Yes, but that's a better way to put it,
direct. We're not here to beat people up. Well, we don't need that. We're not here to beat anybody up. So anyway, we're going to talk more about the... state superintendent race. The primary is coming up on February 18th. And check your local listings for times, as they say, because there might be an important local primary. And this is the thing I was getting at with Kreitlow and Trigvy is it used to be when I was really involved in politics, you'd have to almost beg people to run for school board. It's like if you had kids in school, it was like, look, I'm just too busy with the kids. If you didn't have kids in school, it was, well, I don't have kids in school. And you would finally find these great public servants. Sometimes they're retired people. Sometimes they're local business people. Sometimes, you know, they were moms and dads. And they would put themselves out there. It's a thankless job. You get some little tiny stipend. You don't make any money really off of it. Because you put a lot more time in than you're paid for, but they do it because they're concerned about our local public schools. And what I was on city council in Richland Center, a town of 5,000 people back around 1999, 2000. I don't remember anybody running for school board or city council or county board back in 2000 that said, well, the reason I'm running is to advance George W. Bush's agenda. I mean, that just wasn't a thing. People, nor did someone say, I'm here to advance Al Gore or Bill Clinton's agenda. They were there because, hey, you know what? I'm concerned about the mill rate. And are we getting the biggest bang for our buck? Or, hey, we need to put more money into building and because the roof's leaking. Those are the issues on school board. And now, as I look around, and what's just fascinating in one way, and honestly a little concerning, more than a little concerning in another, is that you have folks from the MAGA wing, and they're really into these local school boards because they want to take them over, not to talk about local mill rates and buildings, but because we got to advance Donald Trump's agenda and our school board. I don't get that. I don't get why you want to bring Donald Trump's agenda to your local public schools. So again, as I try to search for ways for all of us to learn together, myself included, how we could do something of action, my recommendation is to search out your local paper, your local civic media news station, particularly places like Richland Center or Wisconsin Rapids or Green Bay or Oshkosh, Eau Claire, where we talk about local races vis-a-vis our local news people there. And get involved and learn about people running for your local school board, your town board, your city council. because that's where you could really start organizing, going door to door. It's a lot easier to go door to door in your community and have an effect on our communities in Wisconsin than it is to try to take on all of this stuff with Elon Musk and everything else in Washington, D.C. Because you'll actually feel like, hey, you know what? I got 100 people to vote for this person and they won. So I would just suggest that we all, myself included, spend time looking locally at politics happening in our neighborhood and don't get, not to say we can't talk about it or shouldn't understand it or know about it, but let's not get distracted by all the hoopla going on in D.C. when the real action is right around the corner.
Absolutely. Ultimately, what can one person do to stop Elon Musk from taking over the government? You can talk about it and make it known, and that's important. Mm-hmm. But as far as action you can take, there's honestly, as far as I'm aware, not a whole lot.
No.
But locally, you can enact real change by getting involved and supporting people who you think should be involved in your local government, such as school boards.
Yeah, 100%. All right, 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes. The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but simply your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio, the largest privately owned statewide radio network in Wisconsin, Civic Media Radio, in 11 different communities, all major media markets. No better way to get your voice out there than to advertise here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. Timely. Timely indeed. And I know I keep crediting Mike Lucas, but I don't want to, it's his line, you understand? I don't want to plagiarize. Mike Lucas, for those of you who might not know, longtime journalist and writer here in Madison for the Capital Times, spent a number 25 plus years as the color commentator for Badger Sports with Matt LePay, called Badger Basketball and football games. Among great guy, great reporter, great journalist, great broadcaster, Mike Lucas. And he had a show locally here, like a sports reporter show, and they'd have viewer mail and questions. And he'd always, before, he'd ask the question of the panel, all right, Susie here in Verona says blah, blah, blah. And then he'd say, timely, timely indeed, because it related somehow to what happened in sports world that week. So I just like the phrase. And again, timely, timely indeed, today's What's Worse, because there's a big game. I'm not sure you heard, Zomers, this weekend, the Super Bowl on Sunday.
A little
Sunday.
Bit of a big game.
Yeah. And people are going to be going to the grocery stores. It's going to be chaos. Or as my former classmate Kirk Brockway used to call it, chaos. It's going to be chaos at the supermarket. And how do you get in and out efficiently? And so here now, what's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? What's worse, self-checkout or cashier? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it on your Apple or Android device. It takes less than a minute. It is free. That's what Gail King, when she's not talking about Beyonce, calls a deal. So what's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? Come on back. We'll take your calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? It's the All Ball Show for Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if,
but when? Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, February 5, 2025. Zomers on the board, what do you dial up there?
Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash.
By The Clash? I never heard of them before, but not bad. Nice.
No, they're a great band. They're one of the punk bands from the 70s.
Really?
An English punk band. And I got to say, I do like, I give crap to the Brits for a lot of things, but I like their punk.
Absolutely. Who doesn't?
Probably a lot of people.
I'm not sure. Anyway, we're back with another edition of What's Worse. Are you going to be going to the Super? Are you going to be shopping this week or weekend for the Super Bowl? It's crazy. People grabbing chips and loading up pizzas, dips. What's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tony, watching on YouTube, says, with a lot of groceries, I want a cashier. If it's a... I don't know about you, read it. I can't.
If it's just a few things, I'd rather self-checkout.
Okay, very good. For some reason, my screen's goofy again. So that's a great point. So when you go shopping, do you go like the self-checkout better or the cashier? I guess what the question is, what's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? 855-752-4842. Len in Madison says, self-checkout. And not getting the employee discount. Well, all right. Very good. Dave in New Berlin, self-checkout is worse, Todd. Free labor is unethical, and I refuse to participate. Well, now that's a great point, because a lot of these places are putting in self-checkout because they're like, well, you know, the computer doesn't take a potty break or a meal break. They don't get sick. They do go down sometimes.
Back when they were new,
right?
It was awful. They never worked.
Right. So, all right, what else do we have there? There's Albert. Is anything else on the, all right, we got a couple more texts. All right, we're waiting
for that's it.
All right, so if you want to dial in on this, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, self-checkout or cashier?
Matt in Richland Center says self-checkout is worse, but... if you have to buy, I'm just going to say, some personal products or something, I'd want self-checkout. Fair enough, Matt. Fair enough.
That is a great point. I mean, to his point, like, you know, if you're buying Preparation H or something like that.
Yes, that's what he was getting at.
Right. He called it something else. But right? Or like, you know, other personal hygiene products.
The thing is, I used to work at CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, most of the time I'd work in the pharmacy, but sometimes I'd work the front store. And people come in and they have questions. It's best to not be embarrassed about that kind of stuff.
Right.
If you have a problem and people at the store know how to help you with it, they help people all day.
Right.
Like if somebody asks me where the preparation H is, I'm going to show them where it is. I don't care.
Right. You're not going to question it.
Right.
Like what about prophylactic? What about condoms?
People ask where it is. I'll show them.
Really?
Like, no, I don't care. Or people be like, hey, do you have plan B?
Now, and I'd
be like, yeah, we do. Here's where it is. It's kind of expensive, but if you need it, you need it. There it is.
This is fascinating. Did you ever get people who like ask you like questions about it? Like, is there a size on these or?
Not that in depth. No. I would say though.
Go ahead.
The people listening, I would recommend not buying those products at a pharmacy. They're more expensive.
Where do you buy them then?
I don't know, Walmart.
Oh, Walmart. All right. But these are great. I mean, this is a fascinating world.
At least in my experience, they're more expensive.
But as a person who was doing the checking outing, you weren't looking and seeing like, oh wow, they got a pack of Trojans and some Astroglide lube or whatever. You're not looking at that and thinking, you know, judging them or whatever.
No, the only thing I'm looking at is like...
or like, go ahead.
I would look, let's say if they bought condoms and lube, I'd be like, are these compatible? Are they going to wreck each other? Because you can only use certain kinds of lube with certain kinds of condoms.
Now we've opened up a topic for an entire segment of the show.
Well, you gotta.
Valentine's Day is coming up, by the way.
Make sure you're getting, you know, the right. If you use a silicone based lubricant and silicone based other products,
not gonna work.
It's gonna wreck them.
Also, did you ever get people that were like buying condoms and then like grabbed a candy bar? Like they had, I didn't just come in for this. Like I had to get something else as well.
Absolutely. That happened very often.
See, this has opened up a great segment right here. What's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? Like so many of these things, I think it depends, right? If you're talking about buying something more discreetly, you want a self-checkout. Or... you know, me and technology, and it even goes down to self-checkout machines. I ultimately get the carton of eggs that the barcode isn't working, and I got to call somebody over to help me do it. And it's like I might as well have just gone to a cashier.
Also, if you are shopping for Super Bowl or whatever else, but especially for something busy like this, and you're buying alcohol, go to a cashier. Because a cashier is going to have to come and validate your purchase anyway, and it's just more annoying for everybody, yourself included, if you don't just go to a cashier.
And also, I like to talk to the cashier. Not all cashiers like to talk. But I like to say, hey, how's your day going? What's going on here? You know, how busy has it been? My grandma, particularly my grandma Allball, we used to go to Bernstead's in Richland Center, and she had one or two favorite cashiers. And even if that person's line would be longer, she would wait in line in order to go to that cashier because she just wanted to check in. And you know, just they were like nicer. So there are some places that still have, you know, small towns where we have, you know, cashiers, we have like a favorite cashier. I love that. I had that too. I used to do that too. What's worse, self-checkout or cashiers? 855-752-4842. Matt in Richland Center, one of our great UPS drivers, says, I was a cashier once. I judged big time. Matt! But it's even worse in a small town. I know people that buy certain products, but they drive to a town 30 miles away because they don't want the rumor mill in the town to get going because I'm serious about this. I'm not making this up.
No, I believe it. I'm just frustrated at that kind of culture where like, mind your own business, people. If somebody's got butt rashes, they got butt rashes. Let them deal with it.
All right, come on back. What's worse, self-checkout or cashier? Zommers and I'll give you our opinion next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 9 of the 11 Waupun prison employees placed on leave during a federal investigation into smuggling have been terminated. The remaining two have resigned. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the DOC investigation.
9 of the 11 Waupun prison employees placed on leave during a federal investigation into smuggling have been terminated. The other two have resigned. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says while all were initially removed from their duties at the start of the investigation, not all were directly linked to the smuggling allegations. A former maintenance worker in Waupun has pleaded guilty after admitting to accepting bribes for smuggling contraband into the prison.
It's Flood Insurance Awareness Week in Wisconsin, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot reminds us of the importance of the increasing risk and the appropriate coverage needed.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage, and this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance, even for properties not in designated special flood hazard areas. On average, 40% of national flood insurance program claims happen outside of those zones. Homeowners and renters can purchase a private flood insurance policy to protect their homes and belongings if your agent sells flood coverage. Otherwise, visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. And there's usually a 30-day waiting period before NFIP policies go into effect. So signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Warmer and becoming cloudy today, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. And snow accumulations look like less than an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, did you know politicians think about what they're going to make for their Super Bowl parties just like we do? Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Melissa Radcliffe. We talk Super Bowl and some politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Wherever it may lead, and have having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, February 5, 2025. I like saying that. I like rhyming. I like alliteration. I like rhyming. Welcome back. Joe Zommer's on the board. Glad to be here with you. Right in the middle of what's worse, and this has devolved, is that the right word? It's gotten into a sidebar conversation that I find extraordinarily fascinating. The Super Bowl is this weekend. Lots of people go to the grocery store. So the question is, what's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? What's worse, self-checkout or cashier? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. And what's gotten interesting is because Zommer's has reminded me, even though he talks about this, I don't know why I don't remember it all the time. He worked at a CVS for a long time in the, as a pharmacy tech, but also did checkout. And so we've gotten to this great sidebar conversation of when people go in to buy a personal product, whether it be a feminine hygiene product, a contraceptive product, a self-gratification product, whatever it might be. Are people ashamed of this and don't want to? How do they cover this up? And I find this extraordinarily fascinating of like people's human nature. Like, did you ever get like someone who just didn't care? Like just grabbed a package of like, you know, Trojan Magnums and threw it on the counter. Hey, buy. Hey, you know, I mean.
Yeah, some people didn't care or whatever.
Yeah, just showed it off.
Some people were more, you know, they'd get a basket of stuff and put it in the middle and then just like kind of slide it onto the counter. I'll sly and try to be really surreptitious about it. But, you know, everyone's different. My job, as I took it, was to just scan it and sell it. You know, it.
Don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions unless they're asking questions and, you know, and you're trying to help them out. Right. That's why I think it's important for stores to have both self-checkout and a cashier, because you got to have somebody who can help them out,
right?
Especially if, you know, working in a pharmacy, the clientele is often on the older side because they tend to need more medications. So they're already there to pick stuff up. And so some of them might not know about the new products. Totally fair. Mm. I do because I work there and I had to stock the shelves. So I think it's important to have the self-checkout as a customer. I know what I want. I work here or whatever. I can go grab something and check it out and be done in 2 seconds and not have to bother the person who's working. But if I need help, then they're there to show me where something is. So I really think both have their place.
855-752-4842. What's worse, self-checkout or a cashier? 855-752-4842. Go to Whistler, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler, self-checkout or cashier? What's worse?
I'd have to say self-checkout is worse, Todd.
Any particular reason?
You know, you have to give the... I have to say the people that are willing to work actually hold a job for the little bit of money they get paid to be there. You know, so it's a way of supporting them.
100%.
I guess.
Yep. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Whistler, for the call back there in the old hometown, Southwest Wisconsin, beautiful driftless area. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to our friend Troy out in beautiful Mount Horeb, listening on WMDX. Troy, what's worse, self-checkout or cashier?
Lines.
Lines on either one.
I go wherever there isn't a line.
I don't blame you. And now there you've raised another good point. Like when you go like to a bigger box store sometimes, or even a larger grocery store, they only have maybe one or two live human checkers, but there's like five other like stations that are empty and they've got four self checkers and they're all, everything's full. You know, that's frustrating.
Right. Yeah. And then I go to wherever the line is, the shortage. But back to the personal items, I've been going to the store since I was 5 or 6 with a note from my mom saying that she needs feminine products and a carton of Marlboros and whatever. And send that home with Troy, please, with a $20 bill in my hand. So
because
we lived six houses away from the corner store. So, you know, I'm three years older than you. So,
but was there a law at one time, or is like you can't send a 12-year-old in to buy tampons or what?
No. I was younger than that. Seriously, like 5 or 6 when she started doing that. So,
it was no big deal to you. It was like you just grew up with it.
Yeah. So I've been buying that stuff. So when my daughters used to get embarrassed by that, I told them that story. I'm like, I've been buying this stuff forever. Right. So,
and people shouldn't be embarrassed to buy tampons or feminine hygiene. I mean, it's a bodily function. We all need it, just like toilet paper.
I've got a lot to say about that, too. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it, Troy. Thanks for the story. We always appreciate your call to your listenership. 855-752-4842. What's worse, self-checkout or cashier? Let's take a couple of these texts here, Zomers, on the text line. Dave in New Berlin says, Zomers doesn't care. I'd have no problem buying duct tape, clothesline, and trash bags from him. He doesn't give a damn.
I'm not paid to.
No, you're just doing your job. You understand? You're just doing your job. All right. What else we have here? Matt in Richland Center said, in high school, I sold a feminine product to an older lady in a grocery store. It was awesome. Okay. Very good. What else? Oh, here. Dave in New Berlin says, Todd, you used to be a Republican. Based on that fact alone, I'm going to guess you believe self-checkout is worse for kind of the same reason I gave. You're a capitalist, sir. You get paid for your work. Well, I'm not sure if it's that reason, but yes, I will reveal. I believe that self-checkout is worse. I guess because I like to support people who are there for a job, but also I actually enjoy having a little conversation. And 8 times, maybe 7 times out of 10, there's a problem with my self-checker outer, and I got to have somebody come fix it anyway.
I also think self-checkout is worse, because I think both have their place, but a person works all the time.
Right.
Self-checkout often doesn't. And if you have to have one, I'm going to go with the person who can think over a dumb computer.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Also, as far as buying feminine hygiene products for people, I have 3 sisters and my mom. And so I also had to, you know, get stuff when I was little, like Troy did, or I'd see the package for pads laying around, like, what's this? And they explain it. And I'm like, okay, all right, that's just part of life. And I've known people, men, who worked at retail stores and either wouldn't or allegedly couldn't stock the pads because they'd be I can't see the difference between the packaging. And it's like, well, you're an idiot. You don't have eyes then.
Even if
you can't tell by looking at the label, they have UPCs and so do the shelves. You just scan it and put it where it says. It's not that big a deal, guys. Come on.
I mean, if you're
just like Todd says, it's like toilet paper.
Right. If you're that insecure in your masculinity that you can't pick up a box of feminine hygiene products, you got bigger issues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just we shouldn't as a society be embarrassed about that stuff. But yet we are. And as people get older, they might need it. Depends, you know, at some point in your life. Big deal.
Exactly.
It's such an interesting and yet sad commentary on society that we still have these things in our head that we're embarrassed by, or that we don't want to do it because of what other people are going to think.
That's one thing that I was impressed with the customers at CVS with. If people needed Depends or other, you know, adult diapers or whatever, and they just come in and be like, hey, you're out of this size. You got more in the back? And I'm like, I'm so glad you're not ashamed of this and you could just ask, because it'll take me 2 seconds to find it.
Yeah. No big whoop, as they used to say on Saturday Night Live on the Coffee Talk. What else do we have here? One of our listeners in Waukesha. Oh, Juliet from Oconomowoc, married to Romeo. No, I'm not sure. Juliet from Oconomowoc says, self-checkout and cashier are equally bad for Super Bowl purchases. They will never have enough people on staff to scan the liquor.
It's true.
Juliet, you nailed it. It's tough to find a liquor line that's not too long. What else we have here? Brian, listening in Milwaukee on WAUK, says, what's worse, working the self-checkout? one person to monitor up to six self-checkouts. Lots of people try to steal when shopping. I prefer self-checkout, quick in, quick out. Brian, that's a great point, because now you got one poor person that's overseeing six places. And like he said, you get these goofballs that are like, oh, geez, I'll steal an apple. But some of these things are smart now. So like if you try to, I mean, not that I've tried, but I mean, you hear the machine, or I've like inadvertently done something where if you don't put it in the bag right away or the sack, the computer will say, please put your item in the checkout.
In the bagging area.
Yeah, thank you, in the bagging area.
Or if you put something there on accident that weighs too much, then they'll freak out at you and like, unexpected item in bagging area.
Yeah, right.
And they won't let you scan anything else.
Right.
But now, when they first added that feature and it didn't work right, that was the most annoying thing in the world. It's like you scan one bag of bread, you put it in the thing. Unexpected item in bagging area. I just scanned the bread.
And then the red light goes off like it's a red alert in Star Trek, and the person comes over. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to steal it. I scanned it. Look at the screen. Yeah, I know. It just does this sometimes. Well, now everybody's looking at me like Todd's trying to shoplift. No, it's the damn computer. This is why I don't like technology. I am an analog guy living in a digital world. Give me vinyl anytime. All right, Thomas, what's worse?
Yeah, I agree. Self-check is worse. Self-check. If I had to have one, I would definitely pick cashier.
All right. 855-752-4842. Kurt in Madison listening on WMDX. Kurt, what's worse, self-checkout or cashier?
Well, the gentleman that said whatever the shirt line is, that's not me. But since I do all the grocery shopping and all the cooking, my train of thought is this. I'm very selective, especially with produce. Mm-hmm. I want to control the bagging, and that rarely can occur when you go to a checkout line. So, yes, they're correct. There is a lot of nuisances with the self-checkout, but I tend to always go that route because I can control the outcome, not to mention I'm very good at remembering the price on products. So if it comes up wrong, I usually go, oh, no, that's not right.
Wow, that's impressive, Kurt. But you bring up another great point, which is bagging, which is another lost art. It used to be when you went to a grocery store, the bagging people, and for many years it was bag boys, but then women and girls got into it too. If you have a really good bagger, they've been properly trained. And some of those people, it's like Tetris in a sack, and they can pack things so tight and so well, and everything is beautifully done, much better than I could. But so few places train their bagging people to do that anymore. But when you get a good one, they're worth $1 million.
Yeah, because produce is expensive.
Yes.
And I don't want it bruised and broken and smashed.
Right.
Which is usually what happens if you go through the check of having someone, because it's interesting. You get a really funny look when you, I do go to that line and I say, if you don't mind, I'll bag.
Start
swiping.
But have you ever been like, you know, I'm Madison, so we got Metcalf's pretty good. And then a Miller's Market out in Verona. They have usually high school or college kids, and they actually train them. So, I mean, they do a beautiful job, but if you go to bigger box stores like a Walmart or whatever, it's just they throw stuff in.
I know Piggly Wiggly in Manitowoc. I haven't been there in a while, but I know they had the same staff for years on checking and bagging, and they always did a fantastic job.
Yeah. Great call, Kurt. Thank you so very much. All right. Anything else on the text line? Len in Madison listening on WMDX says, if you don't like the lines, then go to the grocery store during the Packer game. He's absolutely right about
that. It's true.
He's absolutely right. Go grocery shopping during a Packer game, dead as a doornail.
So it looks like the verdict this time, for what's worse, is self-checkout by a narrow margin, but with a lot of good points for both sides.
All right. And a great sidebar on people's biases on going through lines. All right. That's what's worse for another edition. Join us tomorrow in hour number two for another edition of what's worse. Let's do a preview here. What's going on tomorrow? Oh, has to do with moving tomorrow. That'll be a good one. All right. Our friend Dan Schaefer is on the show tomorrow as well. Do a little recombobulating. I think he's in hour number two, correct?
That's correct.
All right, very good. All right, come on back. We'll wrap up things here for a Wednesday edition. It's the Todd Allball Show. You're listening across Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which of our great stations across Wisconsin you are listening to. Local news updates in your area. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is in. He'll be on the show on Friday, reporting live from New Orleans, however you pronounce it, NOLA. He is down at the Super Bowl. Lots of things going on, the Eagles and the Chiefs. And we'll have a live report on Friday from Mike Clemens. Also on the show on Friday, Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, four-year letter winner, and three-time Big Ten champion. Also spent 3 years in the NFL. Brady will be here to give us some insight on the big game on Sunday. And also, I believe, Peter Rapine, in with another edition of Week in Review. So a big, big show on Friday. And tomorrow on our show, in the second hour, our friend Dan Schaefer, political editor here at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be in and talk about his new column at the Recombobulation Area, looking at my former party, the Republicans, and is there a difference between what he's calling kind of the country club Republican old sect and these new, he puts them in the context of professional wrestling Republicans. His thoughts on that. I'm not sure if I need to wear a cape tomorrow, whether I have to, like,
well, you should anyway.
Jump off a chair.
All right. You got to hit someone with a chair. Right. Not me, though.
Right. No, not you. So anyway, Dan Schaefer will be here. And, you know, the thing about Dan Schaefer is you go into the interview discombobulated and you come out of the interview completely recombobulated, which is feels great. So that'll be tomorrow on the show. Coming up today, after the news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, after 2 o'clock, Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show will be here in the afternoon from 2 until 4 to keep you company, to inform you and entertain you. Always a great show. Maggie Dawn from 2 until 4. Dominic Selvia will be in with the Dom Selvia Show from 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabba and Conrad are going to be in with a little nightlight entertainment, talking about movies. Be fantastic. And then after that, we have Rick Smith Across America and our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. I heard Jane earlier, Jane, our friend Jane Matinair on Matinair on Air with she and Greg Bach, talking about this new Packer movie, Green and Gold, that came out with Craig T. Nelson.
I would like to see it, but
I have not seen it either, but now Jane has made me want to see it, and she brought up Schwabba, because Schwabba is saying, hey, if you've seen some of these big movies right now out, give us a call and come on the show and talk about it. And Jane has been asked to go on the show, but she doesn't want to because she's salty about something. I'm not sure what it has to do. I'm not giving anything away. She said on her show, a ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R. I'm not sure what that means. But now I want to see it because Jane said there's something in the show that she just doesn't. Just a fine movie, she said, but something bugged her. So we'll find out. So anyway,
she just can't talk about it yet until more people have seen
the movie.
Maybe
she just doesn't want to give it away. Right. I mean, she said it was a good movie. She enjoyed it. I mean, Craig T. Nelson, coach and the Green Bay Packers. I think Charlie Behrens is in the movie.
I think so.
Right? It can't be bad. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, Schwabba always does a great job talking about entertainment, putting it in a Wisconsin lens every night at 6 o'clock. So anyway, this will be a great show all afternoon here on the old Civic Media Radio Network. And speaking of columns, the Recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer was so kind enough to let me put pen to paper. We talked about this earlier in the week, Trump going after USAID, United States Agency for International Development. And we talked about this earlier in the week, and Schaefer said, hey, could you write it up and put it on the old Recombobulation area? And I said, sure, I'm honored to. So I tried my hand at writing a little bit, and you can find the column on Recombobulation area, part of Civic Media. Simply go to civicmedia.us/recombobulationarea and read both Dan and my column there. So I'm very honored to be on the Recombobulation area. Quickly now, before we go, let's check in with a little Affordable Care Act, Jelly. The annual period for people to enroll in a health insurance plan through the Affordable Care Act ended on January 15th. This year, more Wisconsinites enrolled than ever, according to state officials. As you know, the Affordable Care Act is also known as the ACA or Obamacare. It's where you buy a plan from a private insurance company and your cost is offset by federal subsidies tied to your income. Over 313,000 Wisconsinites are saving an average of $573 per month with their ACA policy, according to Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. ACA subsidies increased under legislation during the Biden era, but the new Congress might not extend those increases after this year. If you're a Wisconsinite, you can learn more by going to the website WIS or wiscovered.com. That's WISC as in cat, OVERED.com. Wiscovered.com to learn more. As someone who at one time was very grateful for that program, it's critical to so very many Wisconsinites. And if you want to learn more about it, wiscovered.com.
The website also provides its information in Spanish and Hmong.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic. For people forget that there are a lot of Spanish speakers, native Spanish speakers, a lot of native Hmong folks here in the Wisconsin area. Steve, let's see here. Steve in Milwaukee, checking in. Dave in New Berlin, excellent broadcast, gentlemen. I enjoyed playing along. Have a wonderful afternoon. Well, Dave, thank you. You have a wonderful afternoon. And to all of you, thanks to Trigvy Olson from the Lincoln Project, Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, Zobbers, as always, and all of you for listening. We appreciate you so very much. You make the day be great for us. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Maggie's on us next. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging on your drum.
WGBW and WGBW.FM. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thursday morning, we'll be on the road live from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop starting at 6 o'clock.
Stop out and enjoy some great food and company with Kim, Adam, and Rose.
Join us.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Two federal lawsuits pending against the Justice Department filed on behalf of FBI agents who worked on January 6th investigations.
As thousands of FBI agents worry that their participation in January 6th cases could end their careers or expose them to threats, the acting deputy attorney general says his intent is to home in on a core team of agents. The letter adds, quote, "No FBI employee who simply followed orders and carried out their duties in an ethical manner is at risk." But it goes on. Those who, quote, "acted with corrupt or partisan intent or who exercised discretion in weaponizing the FBI should be concerned."
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A federal judge in Maryland issued a nationwide preliminary injunction against President Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship, calling it unconstitutional. And a winter blast crippling parts of the Midwest and taking aim at the East Coast. Ice, snow, and winds are in the mix. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hayes.